Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We're going to start talking Bronze here around 11 o'clock still, though. Looking at what's up for the Guardians over the weekend. Again, magic number to get in the playoffs, grab a wild card spot is 2. That's a combination of Guardian win and Astro loss. It's weird to say that singular. It sounds kind of bizarre. And then to win the Central, that's what we're hoping for, the magic number is 3. So any combination of 3 wins, 3 losses for the Tigers, and then boom, you've got the Central and you've completed the greatest comeback in baseball history to win a pennant or to win a division.
That's so awesome.
It's mind-blowing to think about what they've been able to accomplish. Paul Hoynes is going to join us at high noon. Tim May, we're going to talk Ohio State, Washington, as the Buckeyes jump back into Big Ten play for the first time. Shouldn't jump back, but first time this year they'll take on a Big Ten team. Tough trip. They got to go out to Seattle. I know, you know, Huskies aren't exactly a household name, I would say, across the country, but they do have a decent offense, and it'll be interesting to see how that game plays out on tomorrow. Wow, 3:30 kickoff for tomorrow's game there as well. So we'll do all that. We'll do 2 keys and a lock. We'll also do quick predicts and Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up at 1 o'clock. You asked an interesting question before we hit the air today about, you know, just kind of being a fan of the Guardians at this point. And the question was, can you enjoy the ride or is there too much scar tissue built up? I want to ask you that, and then I want to play some of these cuts from Stephen Vogt from this morning.
So it's funny because this morning The Athletic put out their annual playoff hope-o-meter. Mm-hmm. And it's really funny because they survey a whole bunch of fans.
It's a hope-o-meter.
Of all of these teams.
Kidding.
And all of these different teams in between there. And they just go, are you optimistic? Are you pessimistic? And why? And the Guardians one was funny because you had about 3 people that they posted who were very much like, I'm enjoying this. This is fantastic. I don't really care how far this goes. I'm just enjoying every last bit of the comeback. And there were 2 people who were in there who were like, it doesn't matter. They're just going to get
We're going to lose in the playoffs.
They'll
I don't understand.
The first
who
cares?
Dan, why do all these people care?
Then we're going to have to trade Stephen Kwan because he'll make too much money. Like it was just like you just saw the cycle right there. And it seems that all of this built-up scar tissue that we've had with, and Chris Rose used the term scar tissue earlier in the week, and I thought it was perfect. It seems to be holding some people back from jumping in with 2 feet and just going, you know what, I'm just going to enjoy this ride. This is so improbable. I thought they were done. I thought they weren't going to do anything. And, we would maybe just play the kids in September and see how life has gone. Well,
I gave up after they changed the name of the team.
They've gotten on this hot streak,
not
and
giving
it's just
them
been
a penny.
Wonderful. And so, at least in, I mean, goodness, I've lived here 30-plus years at this point. Like, I've been through the ups and downs when it comes to, you know, the Guardians, like all the rest of you have. And there's just something about this run that's just like, you know what? I'm on the boat is pulling. I'm holding on with both hands. on the tube, on the jet skis, on whatever you want to call, and we're just going to see where this ride takes us.
Yeah.
And have fun throughout the entire thing. And it blows my mind that there are people out there who can't get behind that. I mean, my goodness, have you heard the ballpark for the last week? It's been awesome.
Let me check this out. What, just about 90,000 people have been in that ballpark in the last 3 days? Now, maybe some of them are the same people going over and over. But
they rolled over 2 million, according to Anthony Castrovince, a little bit earlier in the week.
That would make them the 21st team in Major League Baseball this year to get to 2 million.
Yeah. It just kind of seems like some, and look, anyone who's ever been in a relationship with anyone else will tell you the last thing you ever want to tell that person to do is tell them how to feel. Because that'll get you yelled at and screamed at more than you did before you decided to make that thing. I think there are a lot of people who need to let a lot of things go, grab on with both hands, and just enjoy the ride. And if there's ever a time to enjoy the ride and put both feet into the pool and go, let's have some fun. And whatever happens, happens. Because no matter what takes place with this season, your draft pick isn't going to change. No matter what takes place with this season, it's not going to bring, hopefully, maybe it'll, if anything, bring more cash in, might spend it on a team. Who knows? I have no idea. But this group of guys is a lot of fun. And this manager is a lot of fun. And they're having a blast. I mean, goodness, was it, which reliever had the strikeout in that game and you saw all of the emotion pour out of him? It was Sobrowski.
Mm-hmm.
And he just went absolutely bonkers. It's been awesome. This is everything you want of September baseball. Man, just grab onto the boat and enjoy the ride.
I laugh at people who said, I mean, look, when they went through the name change, I was like, I wish they weren't doing this, but I get it. I understand it. That's back-to-back $2 million season fans. Back-to-back.
It's what you can ask for.
2 million. Now, the 90s were pretty impressive when you go back and look at the numbers. I mean, they had 3 million plus from 01 all the way back to 96. So, you know, and then the first season was, trying to remember even how many home games they had there after the strike. I don't know. They were 2 million that first year. Or they were, in 94, they were 1.9. The last year at the stadium, they were 2.1. I don't know. It's just so funny when you think about, when you think about what people say.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the moment.
Right, and Stephen Vogt joined the morning show and had a really good message when it came to not only what he's telling the team, but what he's telling the fan base.
Stephen Vogt joining us on the show. When you guys do make the postseason, what is the message to the team? You don't have to tell us if you don't want
Jeez,
to.
Jeez, Ken, don't jinx them.
Now I'm worried about it. Now I'm worried about jinxing the guy. Should I even ask you that question, or should I just not ask that question? We just end the interview.
Here's what I'll say. We've been hot all September. Let's stay hot. If we stay hot, we have to take care of our business. We have to play our game. Let's stay hot, and you never know what can happen. This is baseball. It's crazy. I'm super proud of our guys. I couldn't be more thankful that we're in this position, and thank you to the fans for showing up. We definitely feel your energy. Keep bringing it all weekend long.
Do you have anything wrong with what Ken said there? I have nothing. There's nothing wrong with thinking in the positive, right? Like, he's the question, remember, like, because Anthony was kind of twisting him there a little bit. I don't have a problem with him saying, hey, when you make the playoffs, why wouldn't you think positive forward than thinking that you're
jinxing? There's no fault with that whatsoever.
It drives me crazy.
There's no fault with that whatsoever. That's the way you should live life. I mean, that's, at least to me, that's the best way to live life, is to look at it and go, hey, when we make this, let's go. That ballpark, I mean, my goodness, you hear it bleeding when you turn on Hammy in the radio. You hear the crowd bleeding over the microphones. I mean, everything that happens before, you know, either Tom Hamilton or Jim Rosenhaus can announce what's taking place to you on the field, you hear the crowd going bonkers. It's wonderful. This is September baseball. This is what it should be. This is the playoff race. This is the improbable, let's go. A young group of guys that might be putting it together. It's awesome. I mean, I know it's so Pollyanna, but like, that's how I feel in this whole thing, is it's like, why not jump in with both feet? And if you're not going to jump in with both feet, man, it's on you, because this is awesome.
Man, phone lines are packed right now. Do you have anything else that he said that like we want to get to right now? Just, I want to make sure that I don't want to miss any, because if you missed any of the interview earlier, if there were any like key moments, we can always come back to it later in the show, but because right, we have a ton of phone calls. People want to talk this morning.
Oh, yeah. And I think one of the biggest ones, we'll get to it all throughout the show, for sure. And we'll have all sorts of cuts and all that kind of stuff. Again, Stephen Vogt was outstanding with the morning show. If you missed it, you can catch it on the Radio Rewind app along the way as well. The six-man rotation was massive for the Guardians this season. Stephen Vogt had this to say.
We knew we had the 24 games and 24-day stretch coming up, and we knew it was September, and we knew we had a lot of pitchers that didn't have any innings. And when the idea got thrown out, as we talked through it, it was a pretty quick, yeah, that makes a ton of sense. We had talked, hey, the starters really have to step up, and boy, did they. They were outstanding. They went deep into games and obviously didn't give up any runs.
That six-man rotation has just been, I'm wondering, you know, we talked about it yesterday with Anthony Castrovince, if that's not something other teams are going to look at in the future, especially with the investment in the starters. Although, if I've got a guy that I know can win every fifth day, I'm throwing him out there every fifth day. I'll let the rest of the rotation change. There's no law that says you've got to line up all five in a row over and over and over again, because we know injuries and stuff like that. But I wonder if not only the Guardian success that they've shown here at the end of the season being in a six-man rotation, but also what it's going to look like in the playoffs. I'm wondering if some teams are going to copycat this and figure it out. And I mean, it may have just come from necessity. Obviously, it did. Because you lost one of your starters.
If you've got six quality starters to do it, why wouldn't you?
And maybe that's the problem.
It's really most hard teams to find six quality starters.
Let's go to Houston first. Sean, how are you, Sean?
What's up, Sean? How are you?
I'm living my best baseball life.
Nice.
And I'll tell you right now, like, I mean, this isn't September baseball. This is October baseball. I mean, usually September baseball, you have, you know, a week here, a week there. You're in it. You're out. Maybe there's a couple games left. Guys, the past 3.5 weeks has been, I've tried to watch every inning. Obviously, you can't sometimes, but you try to watch every game, every inning. And the fact that usually it's a guy that's not going to be here, a guy that's over the hill. We still have Jose. Maybe we got one or two young guys. But then, I mean, right now, we got Kyle Manzardo is going to be another 6-8 years. We got Kwan. Who knows how long he's going to be here. And we have at least two other young guys on the team. Our pitching's young. I'm just stoked because it's not just this year. I need to be excited another 2, 3, 4. Maybe we'll bring somebody else. I'm excited they're finally playing young guys, like guys that are going to be here, not just placeholders. This is pumped. I'm stoked. I'm flying to Cleveland tomorrow. I cannot wait to go to the game Saturday and
Fantastic.
Sunday.
Fantastic.
Let's go World Pride.
Go, Sean. You're 100% right, because it's one of those things that it might look like sustained success. And it was so funny because in the beginning of the year, we all looked at each other and thought they didn't make any moves that really blew you off the map that made them better. If anything, we argued they may have gotten worse. And we wondered, okay, you made it to the ALCS, and you decided to add nothing. Why? Because you think you would have gone the other direction. Turns out maybe they didn't have to. Maybe this is the start of the run. Maybe this is the window being open, and this isn't the quote-unquote gap year we thought initially.
I'm knocking on that. All right, we're going to wrap up this conversation early in the show. on the Guardians. We're clearly coming back to it when we talk to Hoynes at noon, but we are going to still talk a little bit more about the Guardians when we come back after the top of the hour. Then we're going to transition over to the Browns. We're going to talk about what's going on with this game against the Lions. I'll tell you what they're saying in Detroit, as I was on a Michigan radio show this morning. So we'll get into that. Again, Hoynes at noon, Tim May, 12:40. Two keys and a lock, Kevin Stefanski's press conference, and, of course, quick predicts. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair. The best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.